Tonight's shir in Siman Reish Mem Hey. We are in the middle of Sif Aleph. We're on the top line of page number 14. Before we begin the mechaber that we're going to begin with tonight, I want to just review a little bit of the hakdama that the Chavetz Chaim gave us in the Mishabura, and that will be the topic of the discussion tonight. And that is the mechaber said on back. The Mishabura said back on page Zion in the hakdama, he said that the way that you should make a shutfus is with a tenai from the very beginning that the Jew works a different day, connected the Shabbos where the guy works, and they each get their earnings for their day. But then he gave us other scenarios. In the second wide line, just to review it, it's Avim lo hisnu mitchila. But if they didn't make a tenai from the beginning, ubishas chalukah, the Jew says to the guy, tolata keneged amolcha b'shabbos v'ani b'chol, you take the earnings from Shabbos, I'll take from the week, that's vaday osir. And then we said v'im lo hisnu mitchila, they didn't see anything from the beginning. And at the time of the chalukah, they split it stam equally. So that we said is a question in the Gemara, and that is unanswered. And we said that's going to be machlokas in the Mechaber and Ramah, which we're going to see right now. That they didn't make a tnai, they didn't mention anything about Shabbos, not in the chalukah when they come to split the money, and not originally when they made the shutfas. But again, if they did not make the tenai in the beginning, and b'shas chalukah they want to split up, or we saw in the Mishabura as well, that if they didn't make a tenai in the beginning of the shutfus, and then right afterwards they try to make that tenai, that's going to be too late also, that's not going to work according to everyone. And now we'll see that all in the Mechaber and the Ramah. So the Mechaber we're going to begin with is on page 14, the second word. V'im lo hisnu batchila, if they did not make any tenai together in the beginning when they came to be partners, kishiyavo lachlo k'notel eino yehudi schara shabbosos kulam. So then when they come to split up the earnings, so the goy gets all the schar of the shabbosos, v'ashar chokim also, and the rest of the earnings from the other days they split, so the goy gets everything from Shabbos. V'im lo haya schar ha-Shabbos yadua, and if the schar Shabbos is not known, that we can't just give the schar Shabbos to the goy, so yitol ha'eno yehudi levado shvias ha-sochar v'chokin ha-shar. So then we'll give him 1/7, ki'ilu that's the schar Shabbos, and everything else is split equally. So again, according to the Mechaber, if they didn't make the tnai from the very beginning, so then the goy is going to get everything for Shabbos, and the Jew is going to get nothing connected to that, they're going to split everything else equally. The Rama writes, v'yesh matirin ha-sochar b'dyevet ha-filu lo hisnu. There are those who are matir, getting the schar b'dyevet, even if they didn't make a tnai, v'cholku stam, and they gave it out equally. Stam. V'nire li de'behefse gadol yesh lismochalayu. Says the Rama, it appears to me that if it's a case of a hefse gadol, that you can rely on it. So this is the machlokas right here, the Mechab and the Rama, that the Mishabura brought down in the very beginning of the simon. And now let's see the Mishavura on this before we go weiter in the Ramah, and we'll begin with Sivkot and Zayin. V'im lo hisnu b'tchilo kosav stoma le'asor b'lo hisnu. It's coming to Asr, the Jew getting anything k'neged the Shabbos. It's saying it's stam if they made no t'nai. Afilu im lo omer lo avod ato b'shabbos v'ani b'chol. Even if the Jew didn't do the worst thing, which would be to tell the guy afterwards, you work on Shabbos and I'll work during the week. In other words, if they didn't make that condition at the original partnership, and the Jew says it later, that's much worse. So the Mishabur is telling us that the Mechaber is saying here that if they just joined together stam, and they didn't make any tnai, it's going to be usur for the Jew to get anything connected to Shabbos, even if he didn't do the terrible thing of telling the guy to work on Shabbos and I'll work during the week. The Gambishas Chalukah lo hiskir lo shal Shabbos, and even at the time of Chalukah, he didn't do the other bad thing that we mentioned in the Mishabur yesterday, that he didn't mention anything about the Schar Shabbos, elo rotze lachlok imo stam b'shaveh. All he wants to do is, they didn't make any tonight in the beginning, he wants to split things equally. He didn't do any of the negatives of mentioning you work on Shabbos after the partnership started, or you get the earnings of Shabbos. He didn't do any of those negatives that mention Shabbos, which cause problems. Even so, afilu hachi, it is usur for the Jew to take anything connected to the days of Shabbos, kevan shelo hisnu kodem shenishtatfu, since they did not make this tonight before they became partners, and that is, again, the shita of the Mechaber, that you can't get anything connected Shabbos if you did not make original tnai at the time of the hishtatvus. And that's what the Mechaber is saying over here. The Rama then said, v'yesh matirin ha-sachar b'dyevet afilu hisnu v'chol kustam. The Rama argues, like the Mishavur told us in the beginning of the in the introduction, that there are those who are matir the schar b'dyevet, even if they didn't make a tnai and they split it equally. They split it stam without mentioning anything about Shabbos. So the Mishavu writes, "As if katan ches haynu shebishas chalukah lo hiskir lo Yisrael as a Shabbos lomar." It means to say, at the time of division, The Jew did not mention anything about Shabbos, saying, Ata tito keneged yom amocha b'Shabbos, you take keneged what you worked on Shabbos, v'ani eto keneged yom amoli b'chol, and I'll take keneged what I worked during the week. He didn't say anything like that. Elochoku stam b'shavet, rather they just put it stam. We're also talking about a case where he didn't say originally after they became partners, but they didn't make the original stipulation. He didn't then say, Avod ato b'Shabbos, you know what, you work on Shabbos, v'ani evo k'negda b'chol, and I'll work k'negda that on a weekday. Elo ha'eno Yehudi asa mi'atzmo shelo b'tzivuyav. Just the guy ended up working on Shabbos without being commanded by the Jew. Because if that was not the case, but rather the Jew said to the guy after they became partners, you know what, you work on Shabbos, I'll work during the week. Or after he already worked on Shabbos, the Jew said, you take the money, keneged Shabbos, I'll take the money, keneged chol. In those cases, everyone agrees it's going to be usur. The machlokas over here is where you just did it stam. The guy worked on Shabbos, he coming to split the money stam. So there the mechaber says it's still not good, and the Ramah says it will be good. Because if it was not in this mutter case where you did it stam, but rather you made a stipulation, either that he works on Shabbos or he gets the money from the work he did on Shabbos, the galidaito de shlucho haya al Shabbos, where the Jew reveals by saying one of those two statements that the guy was his messenger for working on Shabbos, v'hu omal kenegdo b'chol, and the Jew worked connected that during the week. That's a problem because in the beginning, since they didn't make a tznai in the original partnership, it was incumbent upon both of them to work. And that way, by the Jew telling the guy, you work on Shabbos, he's commanding the guy to work for him on Shabbos. Or if he just worked on Shabbos and he tells him, you take the money from Shabbos, he's paying him for working for him on Shabbos. And therefore, that is the end of this little discussion. Again, just to summarize, there's a machlokas over here between the Mechaber and the Ramah, which was mentioned in the Hakdamah, and that is that they didn't make any tnai in the beginning. And when they split the money, they just split it stam. So then we have a machlokas. The Mechaber says it's not good. The Ramah says it is good. But if there was any stipulation after they became partners that the Jew said, you know what, you work on Shabbos, I'll work during the week, then it is usur, according to everyone. Or if the guy already worked on Shabbos and the Jew worked during the week and they didn't say anything about it beforehand, and then the Jew says, you know what, you take the earnings of Shabbos, I'll take the earnings of Sunday, that also is usur according to everyone. Only when they just split it stam without any kind of tnai, and they're splitting the money stam, then we have a machlokas, that one shita says it will not be good, that's the mechaber, and one shita says it will be good, that's the rush, the Rama brings down, and he says that you can rely on that in the hefsed gadol. Continues the Mishabura, we're now in the middle of Sifkatam Ches by the first wide line. V'day, you should know, the kol ha-sif ha-zeh ma'irish ha-yisrael v'ha'ino yehudi heim shutofin beguf ha-tanur v'ha-merchatz. This whole sif that we've been discussing last night and tonight is talking about where the Jew and the guy are partners in the actual oven or the bathhouse. Aval im ein la'ino yehudi chelek beguf ha-tanur. But if the guy doesn't actually own a chelek of the tanur, Rakshu mekabel chelek berevach. He only gets a proportion. Bishvilshu ofel masik hatanur. Because he's doing the work, he's like an oris. He's like a sharecropper. He's doing the work. He's doing the baking. He's doing the firing up of the oven. And therefore, he gets a portion of the profits. If that would be the case, yesh omrim delo mahani baze afilu keshemasne bitchila. There are those who say that it won't help splitting the Keneged Shabbos deal, even if they made the original tnai of Tol Ato Chelkecha b'Shabbos, you take your chelek from Shabbos, v'ani yom echad b'chol, and I'll take Keneged that during the week. So it will be worse. Says the Mishavura, there are those who say that if they don't own it as a partnership, but rather it's fully owned by the Jew, and the guy is getting a percentage of the profits for the work that he is doing, and then they make a tnai, even the tnai of you get what you made from Shabbos and I'll get connected on a different day, it will not work. Why? Dekeven sheguf hatanur hu shel Yisrael. Since the actual oven only belongs to the Jew, havei leh kemaskir lo tanur al Shabbos. It's like he's renting out the oven to the guy for Shabbos. Sheyasik lo bishvil zeh haschar yom acher shechol. And it's Ki'ilu, he's renting it out to him, and the payment is that he's going to fire up the oven and bake the bread a different day for all the money to go to the Jew, connecting the day that he's doing it on Shabbos for himself. V'osr litol schar Shabbos, and it is osr for the Jew to be accepting schar Shabbos. And therefore it turns out that it's schar Shabbos even if you made it tonight, because the Jew owns it. So he's really stipulating for the guy, you work on Shabbos for yourself and you work a different day for me. And therefore the money that the Jew is getting from the different day is in return for the guy working for him on Shabbos. And that would be a problem of schar Shabbos. The ayin b'maget.
Didn't we say earlier that this, that arisus be'etzim is not a problem, but it's just a problem of marzayin? By it comes to mechatz and tanur.
Yes, but that was just stam. But here, when you're stipulating to work for Shabbos, so then it's char Shabbos. In other words, that's just stam if you have an arisus. But over here, the way the arisus with the tnai makes it worse, because the tnai is you fire up the oven and take the profits for Shabbos from my oven, and return from that you're going to fire up the oven and do everything for me to get the profits on Sunday.
The problem is not the arisus per se; it's the fact they're making this tnai.
Correct. The tnai, right? It's just you bring an arisus to show the form that he's getting a percentage, but he's not an owner at all, and the problem is when he makes this tnai, so he's basically stipulating that I should get the schar of one day connected with what you're getting on Shabbos. That's called schar Shabbos, and therefore that's going to be a problem. The ayin b'magen Avram, fourth wide line. The ayin b'magen Avram shemasik. Look at the magen Avram where he comes out. The yesh lachush lahachmir kadei azu, that one should be concerned for the shita and should be machmir. V'davka ba'ofen zeh shehu shalo behavlo'a. And since the problem over here is Schar Shabbos, it's only going to be a problem if it's not a case of Havlah. It's not swallowed up by any other day. You're just getting the earnings of Shabbos. Avol imhu b'Havlah, but if it is in a form of Havlah, kegon sha'omer la'ofe, for example, he says to the baker, tol ata shnayim u'shlosha yomim, you take 2 or 3 days, v'ani shnayim u'shlosha yomim, you take 2 or 3 days, including Shabbos, and I'll take a different 2 or 3 days, shari kishehisne zeh b'tchilas ha'shutafus. That tonight would be okay if it was made in the beginning of the Shutfus, because that avoids the problem of Schar Shabbos, because Havlah, we know, is Matir Schar Shabbos. But the Yesh Me'achronim She'sovrim De'lo Ba'inam Ba'zeh She'ein La'eno Yehudi Chela B'guf HaTanur Hisnu Me'ikara. Others argue and say that you don't need this idea of making a tnai from the beginning in this case where the guy doesn't own any chelak of the tanur, kevan shu bavlo. Since it's bavlo, it takes care of the whole problem, which was just a problem of schar Shabbos. The hisnu meikara is not needed in this case. That's only needed in a case where they both are owners and then they're trying to split up the shutfus in a certain way. Then it has to be a tnai meikara. But over here, you're just trying to get around the problem of schar Shabbos. So havlo alone is enough, even if it was not a tnai from the beginning. That is the end of the first chelek of the Ramah, where he comes to argue on the Mechaber. And now we go back up to the Ramah. We're on the second line of the Ramah, which is the fourth line of the page, on page 14. V'yesh omrim shekol zeh lo mairi ela b'shutofa shekol echad osei biyomo. There are those who say that this whole business of requiring a tnai at the time of the creation of the shutfus is only when there's a shutfus that each one is being osik in his day. They're splitting the days. So then it has to be stipulated from the beginning that you're going to work on Shabbos, and connected Shabbos, I'm going to own a different day. Aval kishishneim oskim biyachar kol yemei hachol. But if they're both working together each weekday, ubishabbos osik ha'eno yehudi levado, and on Shabbos the goy is working alone, mutter lachlok imo kol ha'socher. The Jew is allowed to split with the goy all of the prophets, de'eno Yehudi adaiti denafshe kovid. Because in that case, it's considered like the guy is just working on his own decision. Ve'ena Yisrael nene b'malachto b'shabbos. And the Jew is not benefiting from the malacha he's doing on Shabbos. Kevan she'en ha'malacha mutelas olav lasos. Since the malacha is not incumbent on the Jew to do. U'mikomokon lo yitol schar Shabbos elo b'havlo im shar hayomim. However, you should not be taking schar Shabbos unless it is swallowed up with havlo with the other days. So here the Ramah is giving us another Eitzah of how we can have a Jew and a Goy having a partnership. We have the first idea, which the Mechaber told us, which we've been discussing till now, and that is that they work different days, but they have a stipulation in the beginning of their Shutfus that the Jew tells the Goy, you work on Shabbos, you get Shabbos profits, whatever they are, and I get connected at a different day's profits, and that takes care of the problem. But the Ramah says another Eitzah, that in a case that's only necessary to make a tnai when they're actually switching off days, they're working different days, and you have to stipulate the guy will work on Shabbos, a Jew will work on a different day. So the guy is not working for the Jew. But in a case where they both work every day, and they both work together, and really like the business is closed on Shabbos, the Jew has no reason to be working on Shabbos, the guy just wants to get ahead and make more money, so the guy works on Shabbos, so the guy is working on his own. The Jew is not benefiting directly. In other words, as the Mishnah Berurah is going to tell us, Lamaisa, he ends up benefiting, but he's not being, the Goy is not working for the Jew. In other words, when they switch off days, so the guy is working for the Jew, because maybe the Jew should work that day. The Jew has to work a different day, connected that. But over here, they both work together, and if the guy decides to work an additional day, just to help out the business, to make more money, so that would be okay for the Jew to get the profits. We'll see how the Mishnah Berurah explains it. Let's begin the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkatan Tes. We said in the Ramah that this is all Lomairi El B'Shutafa Shekol Echad Osek B'Yomo. Till now we're discussing a shutfus where each person works on his day. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Da'oz Kevan Da'a Yisrael Osek Kol Yom Aleph. Therefore, since the Jew works every Sunday, Havilei Ha'eno Yehudi Kishlucho Lasos Kol Yom HaShabbos B'Shvilo. Therefore, the guy is like a shaliach of the Jew to work all day on Shabbos for him. And therefore, they have to make this snai, like we discussed before from the very beginning, that they'll each get the profits of their day. The kasu ha'achronim da'achronim write, Dehu adinim ha'eno Yehudi nosan mos li'yisrael l'is'asik b'hem b'chol. So too, if the guy gives a Jew money to invest during the week, so the Jew is working on this investment during the week, and the guy is going to work on it on Shabbos. This would be like the first case, that the Jew would be forbidden to take any profits that come out of the work that's being done on Shabbos, unless the Jew makes a stipulation with the guy from the very beginning, that it won't be incumbent upon the Jew to be involved in Shabbos at all. Instead, he'll have a different day. Because if not so, since this malacha is really mutal on the Jew, and the guy is doing it as a shlichus, so it will be aser. This is just another case, similar to the first case that the Mechaber discussed, where they have to make a stipulation from the beginning. But the Ramah told us the new case. The new case was that Shneyam are oskim biyachar all days of the week, and on Shabbos, the guy is working. So the Ramah said that your mutter lachlok imo kala sachar, you could split everything. Why? Because the Eino Yehudi is adaiti denafshe ka'ovid. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkata Nyur adaiti denafshe ka'ovid. Bishvil chalko, he's trying to increase his chalik of the business. To have a ka'oris to mutter medina. Since he has a share of the profits, he's like a regular sharecropper. That's mutter medina to work more on Shabbos. The kanal bereishim and reishim and gimel, like we learned this in reishim and gimel. The kevan, this is about a sharecropper. The kevan shulokeach b'peros. Since he's getting from the fruit that get produced, ovid adaiti denafshei. He's doing it because of himself. The chelak ha'yisrael nishvach memela. He's not working for the Jew. The guy who's a sharecropper who's getting 30% of all the produce that comes in, so he wants to make the field produce more because he wants his 30% to be greater. It happens to be the Jew is benefiting, but he's not working for the Jew. He's fully working on Shabbos for himself. It's a side thing that the Jew happens to get benefit because he's also a part owner of this business. V'huadin kan, the same thing's over here. El disham asur b'tanur mishum maris ha'ayin. But there it's asur by an oven to work as an arisas because of maris ayin. Sheyomru schirahu, because people are going to say that he's working as his day worker. The kan leka maris ayin, but in this case there is no maris ayin. Da kol yodim sheyesh le'eno yehudi chelek bo. Because everyone knows that the Eino Yehudi owns a chelek of the business, they know their partners, and therefore there isn't even a problem of maris ayin. Sifkaton Yud Aleph, the Ein HaYisrael Nene, and the Jew is not even benefiting from the guy working. Ratzalomer, what it means to say is, the Hana'asa Hu Rak Hana'ah de Memela. Doesn't mean to say he's not benefiting. Of course he's benefiting. They own the business together. If anyone works on Shabbos and it makes more profit, of course the Jew is benefiting, but he's not benefiting directly. He's only benefiting Memela. Aval Ein HaEino Yehudi Osem Melachto Bishvilo. But the guy is not working on Shabbos now for the Jew. Lahanoso, to benefit the Jew. De lahavi kishlucho bazeh, that we should consider him his shliach, because he's working on that day and the Jew's going to work a different day. It's not a problem of that. Kevan de'ein muto klal al Yisrael bazeh lasas b'Shabbos. Shabbos is their off day. The Jew has no reason in the world to be working on Shabbos. De'ha b'chol mecham min shneem, because during the week they work together. And on Shabbos, the guy can't force the Jew to work with him. Therefore, the guy, when he decides on his own to work on Shabbos, so then it's not a problem. So when they each work different days, and the guy's working on Shabbos, so he's really working for the Jew, and the Jew's working a different day, so that's a problem, unless they make this tonight that he gets the profits. But over here, where they both work every day during the week, and it happens to be on Shabbos, they're off, and the guy wants to go in to make more profits, and derech agav, the Jew makes more money, that's not called the guy working for the Jew, and therefore, says the Ramah, that's another way that it'll be mutter for the guy to work for the business on Shabbos. As long as the money that's being earned on Shabbos is coming to the Jew, b'havlod, and the shirurah sentence of katan yodbeis, the ilav hochi milchzik is schar Shabbos. If not, it looks like the Jew is getting schar Shabbos. Let's go weiter in the Mechaber. We'll do one more sif. Sif Beis, the last line on page 14. This is also something that we brought up in the Hakdama that we saw yesterday. Heicha shehisnu batchilo. When they made the proper tnai, again, like the original case, they made a stipulation that the guy will work on Shabbos and get all profits from Shabbos. The Jew will work on a different day and get all the profits of that day. So they made the proper tnai in the beginning of their shutfus. Im achar kach b'shas chaluka. If at the end of the day, when it comes to divide up the profits, nisratze ha'inu yehudi lachlok b'shava, the guy decides that he wants to split it equally with the Jew, he's a nice guy, mutter, that's permissible, since they made the tznai proper from the beginning. If the guy chooses to split it up equally, he's allowed to, and that will be 100% mutter. Says the Mishabur in Sef Katan Yud Gimel, Nisratza Ha'inu Yehudi, Ratzalom Rami to say, Sha'olu Lefima Shehisnu Hein Rav Oma'at Achelek HaShabbos Yosir Miyom Echad Achol Shal Yisrael. Based on the tznai that they made, or that was understood, that it was whether you make more or less on Shabbos or the weekday, everyone gets whatever they make, and it turns out that the chelek of Shabbos earned more profits than the day of chol that Israel had. U'bishas chaluka, and at the time of division of the money, nisratza lachlok b'shava, they decided to split it equally. Afilu achi, even so, lo amrinan digloi milsol mafreya, we don't say it reveals retroactively, we don't say, even if they're going to come to split the profits equally, that it reveals that the guy was really a shliach of the Jew all along to work on Shabbos. Rather, the guy is a nice person and he's giving a present to the Jew by deciding to split it equally. Since they made a tonight from the beginning that Shabbos belongs to the guy. So he chooses to give to the Jew afterwards. He's a nice person. He's getting a matana. No halachic problem. Says the Mishabura, V'davka sheritzui shel eino Yehudi sheyia hachaluka b'shava haya mistama. But it's davka if the fact that the non-Jew was appeased and decided to do an equal chaluka, it just happened. He got in a good mood. Shelo aidei asiyas cheshba mirevach shnei hayomim. It had nothing to do with the calculation of the profits of, oh my gosh, you made so much money, I made so little, it's not fair. But if the way the guy decided to split it was because they made a cheshbin and they saw Shaisrael Amr Leino Yehudi b'shas chalukah, the Jew said to the guy at the time of chalukah, at shaklit b'shabes kuf zuze, you earned on Shabbos 100 zuz, va'ano shakilna b'yom achol nun zuz, I only made in the week 50 zuz, not fair. So the Jew comes with tainus, you made 100 bucks on Shabbos, I only made 50 bucks on Sunday, malei li hachisarum, fill up my lacking, meaning make it equal, it's not fair. And through that, the guy was masking to split it. That already gets into machlokas that we saw yesterday in the Mishavur and Sefkotan Hei. That which we're saying over here that works according to everyone is where it's purely a matana. He wasn't made to feel bad with the cheshbonos. Rather, simply, they made the tnai from the very beginning of the shutfus that the guy owns Shabbos, the Jew owns Tuesday. Now it comes down to it, the guy says, you know what, let's just split it. So he wants to split it, he's a nice guy, he wants to give you matana, that's perfectly fine. That will be mutter according to everyone. Where we get into problems is the Jew say, hey, it's not fair, you earned 100, I only earned 50. And the guy says, fine, so we'll split it. So then it's already getting into a shaila if it shows that it was a leitzonos, the tnai you made originally. Because based on how it's split, you're making him feel bad and he's changing it, that would be a problem. The Shaar Tzion writes over here in Sefkotan Yud, that we discussed the case in the Mishabura where the Yisrael made the Ein Yehudi feel bad. The Chayim Lehepuch, the opposite would be true as well. Im Revach Yom HaChol HaYosrim Yom HaShabbos. If the day during the week that the Jew was working was more profitable than Shabbos, the Ha'eno Yehudi Amar Yisrael Malei Li, and the guy this time came to the Jew and said, fill me up, it's not fair from my end. So that also would be the same din, it would cause the same problems. Ken Isa B'Shuvas HaGaonim Shuvah Beis Yosef. We will stop here, and Amir Tz Hashem, tomorrow we will begin Siv Gimel.